this, and they thought that they were better than everybody else. And I came out of that type of setting. And when I went to came up here, when the Lord told me when I went through this, I'm going to give you all a book of what I, my testimony. When I went through, he told me, so you got to have the Holy Ghost. Remember, I told y'all all that. Okay. But in these years I have served the Lord, I have learned that God's people are lovely people. And I've learned that I found beautiful people among Methodists, Pentecostal, Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterians, because I go to all of them. Amen. I went to meet the Presbyterian minister up here. I went to meet him. I'm Sister Davis and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. Amen. So we just need to love one another. And when you get the love of God in your heart, you'll love just like God loved. And then he'll show you, because he had to show me, brother. I was a mess. Y'all say mama came here and was looking at stuff. Oh, honey, I had it down. You going to hell if you had an earring on. That's how bad I was. I'm telling you, girl. You know, you going to hell. So y'all go from there. I had it down from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You didn't have the right kind of shoes on, you was going. You go back to the altar. Amen. But something down in me, not that I'm accepting any sin, but something God taught me. And I still kind of cringe about how the women dress now, I do. You know, I see them, I say, oh, Lord, that can't be right. Oh, Lord. I'd be going, oh, Jesus. But, you know, I'm trying to get me right now. You know, you start there looking at other people's garden, get in you and work yours out. You see the weeds in other people's gardens. They need to clean their garden out. They need to, don't they know they got to get that hoe and go around them weeds? And yours just going, because you're too busy looking over there. So I'm so busy trying to clean out Sister Davis's garden. I don't see what you wear. I don't. But it was a time I would have saw. Yes, Lord. And some, I'm still going to preach on some of this stuff now. But I just want to thank the Lord for you all today. I thank the Holy Spirit what he's done in this place today. I feel like, I ain't got too much to say after this. Because he has moved in this place today. He has moved in this place today. He's do what he want to do. And if we come with the same man and love each other, say love. I done found this out too. I'm telling you now. Say love. Love heals. I mean, goodness gracious. The Bible says a lot about love. What else to say about love? It covers a multitude of sins. And it really does. Say love again. And that's what is counted for us. Not how smart you are, but how much you can love your brother. How much you can love your sister. How much you know, I really thank the Lord because in this church, I've been to several churches. The Lord just took me that way. I seen something, you know, and my pastor told me, said, now, whatever you see, you straighten it out. She was an older woman, a beautiful prophet. She's fast. Whew, my God and my Savior. She killed herself fasting. She fasted 60 days. And, you know, a lot of times we get, I'm going to preach on that too. The Lord showed me all of this. And as I went through life, he showed me all of these things. If God don't lead you on that, why would you need to fast more than Jesus? He didn't fast for 40 days. After 40 days, I don't believe you. Because I ain't going to do it, you know. But I saw everybody do it to get sick. And that don't give God no glory. You sick and you got to go get a triple bypass because you done fasted 60 days. I'm just saying, you know. So when you're around a person that do a lot of fasting, that teaches you how to fast. So I was taught how to fast, but I ain't never fast no more than I felt God told me to fast. And then sometimes I tell them, the Lord had told me to fast some days that I was young in the Lord. He said, fast 5 days. Now, during this time, we fast no food and water. We didn't go and take some orange juice and talk, no, none of that stuff, no, honey. We fast no food, no water. And I know God calmly told me because one of my sisters, she said, God, I dreamed that you fasted 5 days. I said, okay. All right. Another thing. One more thing. You married. Let me see y'all that's married. Women, you got to get permission. And God ain't going to tell you to do something that your husband won't agree with. If he tell you, then your husband, my husband agreed with me, you know, doing this. But a lot of times women, you know, they so, you know, I'm going to church. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's not godly. Where I get that from? Where you going? You can't be like that. You still got, I'm a minister and a pastor of this church. But I'm still a woman. And I still have a husband. That will be back soon. I'm trying to get in my business too much. But I obey him. You know, I obey my husband. Amen, because the Bible says so. You know, it says so. I don't feel that I'm so great because the Lord got me up here. I'm just here, and, you know, because he said be here. But a lot of times we get into bad things. And I'm telling you what my heart, I've been asking God. I said, Lord, what is your heart saying today? What do you want me to do in this place? I ain't worried about nobody else what he's telling you. And then I call you Keisha. I call Keisha. I said, Keisha, this town, this look like, what can we do in this town? What do we do here? You know what I'm saying? Find out what God wants you to do. He got something for all of us to do. And if we all do what we're supposed to do, all the dudes are going to get together and make the don'ts for the sinners. If we do. So we you know, we got to get our minds off the turkey dinners and stuff. I'm so glad I'm over there. Y'all ain't got nobody to eat over there no more. That was the dining hall. Now y'all got to come over and sit over there and practice your songs. Because Shemar said, Pastor, we're going to go. I said, you're welcome. You go in the house and just, because it's the churches. I still feel like the churches, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I'm rattling on because when I get happy, I just rattles. You know, just rattling. The dad said, girl, you talk so fast, I can't even hear what you be saying. I understand it. But I'm happy for what God is doing. I'm happy for him, what he's doing. Hallelujah. And I want Barbara, listen. You search God like very few people I've seen. I ain't never seen nobody go after God like you go after him. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said, you asked me for a fish. You know, I'm not going to give you a stone. I'm going to give you what you asked me for. When you go into God, just know that you his child. You are his child. And what you have asked him for, he going to give it to you. Amen. It ain't nothing you got to do. You ain't got to turn over five times and say five, you know, tap on the floor and nothing. When he say, you can have it, it's yours. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? That's why the people, when they went up in that upper room, Jesus said, wait there. That's what he told them. He said, Jesus said, wait. They didn't know what they was waiting on. Show me what they knew. They didn't know. They didn't know. And after 10 days, because it's time, they heard a rushing, mighty wind. And it filled the house. And it filled the house, and everybody got aflame. Everybody spoke in tongues. Everybody got filled with the precious Holy Ghost. So you've been heard in your churches, you the Holy Ghost. Now, they don't made it such as something out of this. I ain't going to that because that'd be another whole sermon. But I've been praying, God, take us back to Acts 2. I want it like the Bible say we put. I want the Holy Ghost to give me power to pray for my brothers and sisters. Power to get the drunk off the street. Power. I want power. And I'm not saying power like, you know, But when you come in, lay hands on you, you go, damn. This devil got to go. Because God gave us power to cast devils out. And then when he called him in Matthew 10, he said, don't go into Samaria. Remember he said, in the street of Samaria, but go ye to the lost house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I tell you this morning, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I've seen it. I've seen God move today. I've seen him move. And I am so excited. And I'm not afraid. I'm too old to be scared. You know what I'm saying? I can't be afraid about stuff. I'm not too old to be afraid. Because I know the church. I do the devil going to say, well, you know, they doing okay over there. I'm going to do. But I'm going to be praying and on the lookout, watching and praying for every devil that look like a devil. If you look like a devil, be praying for you. Say, God, get him out. Get that devil out. You better not come here to look like a devil, because I'm going to be praying you out of here. Amen. Turn to Galatians. No, where was I? Wait a minute, I turned it because I don't. Philippians. Turn to Philippians 1. Father, I thank you. No, we can't do nothing without you. I was kind of my preamble to see where you were going. To see where you were going. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord touched Bridget today. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel I'm full. I'm just feeling I'm full. But I want you to tell you what I told you about myself. I'm not a giant. I'm a woman. I have feelings. And I go through trials just like you do. I have to fight the devil just like I'm telling you to do. Amen. And more so. You think he going to just let this church just fill up? He ain't going to do nothing. Don't be ridiculous. He going to be good. But God has put something in me where I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? Come on, devil. Because we got some praying. We going to get your tail out of here. You ain't going to be sitting up here. You know, amen. You're supposed to learn as you go. You ain't supposed to be sitting there. When you get 5 years old, you ought to be able to walk and take a little piece of. Well, y'all don't eat pork. Take a little piece of steak. Is that okay? Take a little piece of steak. Well, you should. If you're 15, 20 years old in God, you ought to be up enough to take something. Amen. You shouldn't be in the same place. You shouldn't be still eating Pablum. You shouldn't still be on oatmeal. You don't expect kids to, people just get saved to get up and just, no, my kids came up and they learned how to walk and they fell and they toddled around there, you know, and learned how to fall and all this kind of stuff. But now you got to walk. If you still eating oatmeal, or I mean not oatmeal, but Pablum, whatever y'all feed them babies, and you 30 years old in the Lord, be shame. You can't, how we gonna get anything done out there? But I read a scripture. I told y'all the Lord gave me Isaiah 53 and told me he was going to do a new thing. And I thought he was going to really make a message out of that. But this is what he really put in my heart this morning for you. And I thank him and I pray that he would bless us again. We don't have church about 2 or 3 times a day. And I think it's wonderful. You know, it's a church that have 3 services. We don't just about had 3 services. This be our 3rd service. But I'm asking God to bless us. Come on, ask God to bless us. Tell God, just bless me today. Pray, and I don't mean bless me with money. I mean bless me with him. Bless, let him come on in. Let him cleanse us. Let him cleanse us from all of our sins, all of everything. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm saying, Lord, cleanse my heart. Oh, Lord, cleanse my mind. Just come on, Lord, cleanse me up. Because I feel like now we need some cleaning up. But Paul said, if the Bible say, Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, number one of Philippians. But it's 2 verses here that really bless me. What was that? Philippi. With the bishops and the deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. This was a man that loved God's people. You can read his writings and you just melt. Always in every prayer of mine for you, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. When I used to come to minister to you, oh, I just seen the Lord, the God is among you. And with joy, I received it. I left here. I didn't leave with my head down. I left because of all the joy that I felt among you. It's just so beautiful. And then he said, with joy. Where am I at? Number 6, I'm way down there. For your fellowship in the gospel from the day to now. Listen. Being confident, of this very thing. The very thing is what? That he that begun a good work in you, he's going to perform it. And the day to the day of the Lord. Listen, when you get saved, that's a good work. It starts a good work. I said it starts a good work. So you ain't going to be saved Monday and don't know you saved Tuesday. Well, you got to know who you know. When God touch you, you ain't going to feel saved. You may not feel healed. But he that begun a good work in you is going to complete it until Jesus Christ comes. I'm telling you, Al, I jumped the screen. I told you how to act a fool yesterday. I told you, but when I came here, was I pretty much in order? I was, oh, thank you. Praise the Lord, because I am persuaded that he that begun something in me, he's going to finish it. I believe when he says whatever he say, he's going to do what he say. So he said that he began to, now I didn't say that. I didn't prophesy that. But he that begun a good work, he's going to finish it. He ain't going to start nothing and leave it all crinkled up like men do. He's going to finish it. And I hear there's another scripture here. I ain't going to keep you long today. Like one day I got up, Brother Her and I got up, and I never took a scripture. And Tawana said, that's the first time Pastor ever preached without reading the scripture. I had enough scripture in me that day, I guess. Praise the Lord. Now that day, I said, oh. Praise the Lord. He said, okay, to perform it. Now I'm going to just read this. Even that it is meet or necessary for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart. Isn't that beautiful? Insomuch as both in my bonds and in defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I longed after you, all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray that your love in that church may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. He said, I just love what God is doing in the church there. Because he's talking from prison. I looked it up. He was in prison. He was a missionary, like maybe an evangelist. He said, and I just enjoyed what I saw. Like today, I enjoy what I see. But if I go off and leave Al here to take the church, I'm going to just think about what God did today. When I be off somewhere, and I probably need to be off somewhere, so I'm telling you, Jeff. Y'all need to ask God to give y'all pastor a couple of days off somewhere, I'm telling you. But when I get them couple of days, I'm going to remember today. I'm going to remember what God did today. I'm going to remember who he saved today. I remember saying, oh, Lord, I wonder how Bob doing. I can't text y'all because y'all ain't got no texting. Yours is landline. So I'm going to have to ring it. I'm going to say, hello, how you do, Bob? But I'm saying it with joy because I remember. I'm going to say, Eric, sometimes I tell Al to take care of the folks. But this child, you just like my son. I got kids older than you. I'm going to say, Eric, how you doing? Ashley, is Ashley doing okay? Because I'm remembering how I left the church, how I went away, and you were doing fine. So I'm expecting this when I come to you, that you're still living fine or up where I left you. We can't be up, down, up, down. Come on, children. They said, well, you know, I'm just up and down. Well, it's time for us to get off the seesaw. It's time for us to get on a swing or that thing to go around like this, a roller coaster. And that thing, you know, I was scared to ride this. It's called a death something. You know, we're going whoom down there. I was scared. But you know, I've got up enough nerve, Gwen. I got on that. I was sorry I ever got on that thing. I thought I was going to die. Lord, if you get me off of this thing, I will never get on it again. And that's the way the Spirit is. God get ready to take you off. He getting ready to put you on the screaming eagle. And you may be screaming when you coming down there, but God is with you. He ain't going to let you die. He ain't going to let you know. You're going to make it on this screaming. And some of y'all feel like y'all on a screaming eagle now. Hallelujah, that to God. Hallelujah. I don't know where I am. I heard somebody tell me yesterday, I don't know I'm going or coming. Well, you probably ain't doing that one of them. Going or coming. Praise the Lord. But then he said another verse in here. I love it. So I look at the love of this man. Oh, I just love it. And brother, if we don't love the people that God give us like that, we done missed it. Because we come to be servants. Well, I'll leave that with you. Praise the God. He said, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would ye understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel. I'm in the jail. I'm all, you know, but I found out that God is using me more in the jail than he used me when I came to you all. Because I'm helping people here in Philippi more than, you know what I'm saying? So where you are, now the Lord told me to say that, tell you what he told me. He told me that. He said, you over where I put you so I could bring your ministry further. So I could give you your destiny. You wouldn't have had your destiny if I had to put you over there. Now that's what he told me. And it ain't easy, and it's hard. I said it's hard because I told you who I was and what I went through. I told you some of these things. Hallelujah. So I came, I said, what I told you, what I said here today, you should have saw me clowning today, girl. Amen. But this is what I feel. And then when the Lord put in my heart, he said, you are there. He said, I never left you. Have I left you? Praise the Lord. I've got to run more. And the Lord. And I smelled the fragrance of God. I don't tell everything. It ain't your business out there. But I did. I said, oh, Lord, what is? I knew what it was. I've been a Christian long enough. And I say, oh, Lord, thank you. And I just cried and just, you know, when the Lord comes, you know, you cry. But where he is when you're going through your trials, he wants you to go through your trials like you know he's there. I said, Lord, please, I just been saved too long. I've been walking too long. I preached too long to be in the shape I'm in at that time. When I told you, I said, get up, I meant it. And by the grace of God, I say, by the grace of God, I ain't going to, you know, I'm going to do what I told you. You said that before. And you didn't do it. But by the grace of God, I'm going to remember the word. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to remember that. And so when my mind gets to shifting around and the kids got to, you know, help me back up, some of them. And my children, these are my kids. I raised these kids. They got to help me back up. I said, I've got to help them. If they got to help me, who going to help them? They don't want to say nothing because you down so. I said, Lord, that ain't going to happen not in my life. They ain't going to see me wondering how pastor doing. I'm doing fine. You know, because I'm walking with the man who's the finer. I'm doing fine because he doing fine. Now, when he stop doing fine, then I ain't going to be doing fine. When he stop, you know, working, then you better be feeling sorry for me and sorry for yourself, too. But long as he's up there, and long as he's pouring his spirit down, and long as he's doing what he's doing today, he just showed up. I know that he's here, and I know he's in us, and I know he's here. He's here with us. Amen. Then Jackie say, I'm going to say, when the Lord said, I'm going to go around four times, mama. And so on the third time, well, I'm going to go with her the last time, Lord. I'm going to just go around that building with her the last time. Because it's real. I said, it's real. What you receive from God is real. God is real. He's real. And what you go through, it ain't to kill you. It ain't to take nothing from you. It's to further your walk in the Lord. You got to see it that way because your steps are ordered of God. Your steps are ordered. Especially you that are older in the Lord. Now you all that the Lord done put the steps down there, ordered you all, and you step over this way, you got people that can help you and pray for you. But we that are older ought to be able to keep up. Ought to be able to keep up with the master as he walking. Every step he walks, and whether it be a hole there or a puddle there or whatever, we ought to know that it's for our good. I'm stepping in this puddle, praise the Lord, but I got my boots on. I got the boots of the gospel on my feet. Praise the Lord, and I'm going to make it through here. I'm going to make it. Yes. Amen. I hope I Bruce yesterday. Because Bruce was looking up. Bruce had come. I'm gonna apologize to him when he come. Because he don't know, you know. I don't know. If he don't say nothing, maybe I won't. I don't know. But I told him I was talking on the phone. And I said, don't say nothing. What I'm talking about. I said, look who calling. And Al, he didn't say nothing either. And I said, God is moving, Al. I said, I'm getting ready to go drive in my new truck now. Should I say it? We are separated, my husband, now, after 62 years. Separated. I love him, but something happened in his mind, and y'all pray for him. I know if he'd have heard Bruce's voice, it'll set off. Because Bruce is a man. Now go from there. Don't be stupid. Now go from there. But I just want to thank God that during the time of this trial, over 2 or 3 years, maybe all our lives probably, but during the time of this, what I've been going through, you know, I ain't never called Al and said, I can't preach today. I ain't never told him to take my sermon. I said, Lord, as long as you live in me, I ain't gonna, and I don't, my daughter said, well, mama, you know, never stay down too long. I said, yeah, but 2 minutes is too long to stay down. I say a second when the devil comes, it's too long. I don't want to give him nothing. I'm praying to give him nothing, brother. I'm going to work to give him nothing. Not a minute. Not nothing. A smidget. They got to do a smidget. I don't get into it. I want to walk. We can't, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not 25 in the Lord. I've been saved since I was 14. Teaching Sunday school classes. Teaching the word since I was 14 years old. And now I say, and I, you know, when I look back, I say, that is really, Lord, I mean, I got no excuse. I'm just going to tell you, don't let me do that again. Don't let me do that again. I'm going to give it to you just like you told me to do. And I'm going to walk. Because I know this is not good. I know the person is sick and I just, you know, I got to walk. Amen. One thing, you got to know who you fight. You trying to fight what you, the man, because a lot of, and what you can see, it is really the devil. That's who you fighting. I'm telling you, that's who you fighting. Your case, Barbara, you fighting Satan. It's not her. It's the devil. Because in herself, she would not do. Because she's a person. And she person would be a person of God. It's in her, because God is in everybody's life. You know, down in there. But what you fight, you think it's the person. You think it's your husband you fight. You think it's the person on the job you fight. You think it's your boss you fight. Uh-uh. You fighting the devil. We don't fight flesh and blood. Hallelujah. But we fight principalities and powers, and we got to get up and realize that. And I'm not about us being human. We get back into that human thing. And we make excuses. I ain't making no more excuses. Say, well, you human. I know I'm human. You stop using that as an excuse. Well, you know, I'm just human. Of course you human. I come over and stick a pin in you. I show you human. But we got to fight the good fight of faith. We got, he said, the just shall live by faith. We're not living under the law. We're living by faith. And the just shall live by faith. And I said, Lord, I said, I ain't making no, I said, I'm not coming to you with no excuses. I'm just going to tell you that you give me the strength and I'm going to go through this thing. I'm going to make you proud of me. That's what I tell you. I said, I'm going to make you proud of me, Lord. I be talking like that. God, I'm going to make you proud of me, Lord. You wait and see. I'm going to make you proud. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you got is gold inside of you. When you come and ask God to save you, don't say, well, I'm weak. No, you're not. You're not weak no more, because that in you is strong. You got Christ living in you now. It ain't Christ living you 20 years from now. It ain't Christ living you up the road. Christ lives in you now. You can overcome through him. Through him. Amen. So I told y'all to get me 3 chairs. I told y'all last week, and God is going to do this thing. You ought to have been having trouble with the cigarettes. God gone. This, the Lord showed me this little. He started using when I first was saved. When I first got saved, it was like you. Everybody prayed for cigarettes went. We prayed for a lady, cigarettes went. It went. And they couldn't smoke. That lady, she going to come and testify. She said she tried to smoke. It burned her mouth so bad. She said, oh, Lord. She tried to smoke. My daughter, who should be here, she smoked for years. She quit. The Lord just took them from her. And they would say, you got a patch on you? She'd be out doing the time break. Where's your patch? I ain't got no patch. Jesus delivered me. Jesus delivered me. And she just got a little bit of say. You know what I'm saying? So God is your deliverer. Not Sister Davis, not Brother, but Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Put them two chairs. I got three people that I think that the Lord don't call today. Three. There may be more than that here. So I tell you, if it's more than that, y'all sit over there. This is the spare. These three chairs appear. If you want to be delivered from cigarettes, and there is some trying to hide it. They don't need to try to hide it. Let that devil know, I ain't going to hide nothing. Who you think you are? I'm going for my deliverance. When I sit up there, I'm going to be free. You going to get off my back. You ain't going to ride me no more. Come on. You ain't going to ride me no more. So you tired of being ridden? And, you know, you're trying to stop? Come on. I declare that God is going to deliver you. Come on. That's the first one come. Two more. Ain't nobody going to be looking at you funny. And don't, you come and don't care. Don't care how they look. Don't care if they're looking at you. This is your soul. This is you. This is God. Praise the Lord. And as you come, God going to give you, hallelujah. This is civil, right? Yeah. Yes, Lord. You're doing this in faith. You're sitting there in faith. This is your faith. This is the chair. God said, this is faith. Come on, the other two. I ain't going to step here all day now. I know two more. Maybe more than that. I don't know. Nobody come to try to ridicule you, but you stepping out to say, I don't care what God is. Who looking at me? I don't care. I just don't care. Come on. Come now, Jesus. It's two more, Lord. Just let them come. Oh, Lord, let them come. Let them know that we're not trying to make no, you know, because a lot of times when you come up, the people say, yeah, somebody looking at me. Ain't nobody not looking at you. This is how God told me to do it, and we did this for souls once. So did. And Lord said, put a chair out. Put two chairs out. And his sister came and sat in one of them. Got saved. Now, this is for deliverance. Come on. I love you, and Jesus loves you. But, you know, you have to quit trying to do it by yourself. You can't do that by yourself. You done tried to do it by yourself. He giving you a way out. Come on, children. One more. Come on. Yes, Lord. Y'all pray. Because if this is broken off you, it'll help you. It'll help you to do other things. It's going to help you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This ain't going to bug you no more. You know, you may want something in God and that thing bugs you. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to bug you no more. All right. Lord knows I've been patient. And the Holy Ghost has been patient with you. You know, amen. Now you're going to be struggling. When you could have got it. Boom. Amen. That's the way he gave it to everybody else. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want a few people to come and pray with me. Come on. Sister, Brother Ed. Yeah, Brother Donald. Come on. And look how he walking. He come up here. All right, devil. Y'all see Brother Donald, y'all about to watch out now. Brother Donald said, all right, devil. He straight. Did y'all see that? Did you see him? Yeah, I mean, he said, He said, give me this mountain. He said, but we're going to pray for you, and Satan is going to leave you. Because the Lord showed me he about this tall, that nicotine devil. He about that tall. He ain't no big devil. In fact, being the devil ain't no big devil, really. And so we're going to pray for you. Amen. You're going to believe all things are possible. Yes.